The gospel text we have today follows from the one we had yesterday, where we had Simeon, who saw the Messiah and held him in his arms and blessed God. Today we have Anna, who is 84 years old, prays and fasts, and as soon as she sees this child, she knows. See, that's faith. Faith is a way of knowing. But we have to let it have its way with us. See, this way of knowing is meant to, as it were, take up into itself all the rest of us so that we live by faith. Literally, we live by faith. That doesn't mean we live, and by the way, we have a little faith. It means we live by faith. Faith is the very source of our being because it's the way we are in touch with Jesus. So, I want to look at this line, the very first line we have today in the letter of John, in the light of that faith. It says, I am writing to you, children, because, or that, your sins have been forgiven for the sake of his name. What does that mean? What does that mean? For the sake of his name. How are our sins forgiven for the sake of his name? I think if we, you could ponder a lot about this today. First place, changes your whole idea of sin. The idea of sin is we broke a law and there's a punishment coming. God's pretty ticked off about this. But Jesus comes and dies, and so sin is all a legal thing. The word, actually, the words for sin in Hebrew, only one of them, pesha, which means rebellion, but the others mean mithamark, don't get it, don't. What is a sin, anyway? You see, we talk about sin and forgiveness. It's our way of trying to say something about a very profound mystery. The deepest part of this mystery is that there's sin at all. Why and how do we sin? Well, in our present state, so much of our whole being is raging in the wrong way. It's exactly what you see. What is in the world? Sensual lust, enticement for the eyes, and a pretentious life. We love that. And it's all false. It's all dark. It's all non-God. And that's sin. So why are we forgiven? Because of his name. Whose name? Jesus' name. What is his name? It is the expression of who he is. To believe in the name of Jesus means to let that reality into us. For other texts, to believe into the name of Jesus means to let this gift of faith carry us into the reality of Jesus and to abide there. Now, we abide in that reality because he abides in us. Ultimately, the forgiveness of sins is the Holy Spirit. He is the forgiveness of sins. We say that in one of the prayers after Pentecost and every absolution. God who has forgiven and sent the Holy Spirit for the remission of sins, right? That's the formula of absolution, if you remember it. But, God, who through the Passion has reconciled the world to himself and sent the Holy Spirit among us for the remission of... Why is he the remission of sins? Because, you see, sin is a total twist. It's a total aberration. And is repaired by the Spirit who brings us back to God the Father. His name You see, our sins are forgiven. One way to look at this when you're trying to ponder this kind of thing, you just heard the reading, right? I'm writing to you, children, that your sins have been forgiven. Talking about baptism and all the time since then, that in participation in the mystery of baptism, we have gone to the sacrament of confession. I write to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. Who is that? Jesus. In the beginning was the Word. I'm writing to you, young men, because you've conquered the evil one. He hasn't fooled you. You are not pulled apart by sensual lust, enticement for the eyes, and a pretentious life. You've conquered him. Congratulations. And it says, all over again, start the same three all over again. I write to you, children, because you know the Father. Now we see. I write to you because your sins have been forgiven, and I write to you because you know the Father. Do you see? If we want to know the Father, then we have to have the name of Jesus. We are baptized into that name. Have the name of Jesus alive in us. Alive in us. So that he's present in us by the movement of the Holy Spirit. And that moves us out of sin. Moves us out of sin. It's amazing, isn't it, to think we have been forgiven. Literally, dia to onoma aftu. Through his name. There's no other name by which men can be saved. What does that mean? There's no other reality. There's nothing that can bring us from darkness to light, from eternal death to eternal life, except Jesus. Calling on him, calling on his name, being baptized in his name. As we enter into this understanding, little by little, we start to understand what sin is. How impoverished our notion. In fact, how almost non-existent our notion. As Pius XII once said, the greatest sin of our modern age is the lack of a sense of sin. We don't even know what it is. And you see this lawgiver up here saying, no abortion, no same-sex marriage, no fornication, no murder. And we break some of those rules, we're going to get in trouble, and therefore we got to patch it up somehow. You know. And we miss the whole point. God is love. This is the way to eternal life. And in choosing this, we're choosing darkness. And once we have entered into darkness, there's nobody who can get us out of it except the Savior, Jesus Christ. He willingly died for us and willingly applies to us. You know, there is a grace being bestowed on people, little by little, but I think it's going to be poured out in great, there's different kinds of names for it. It's the grace of truth. It's the grace of seeing ourselves as we really are, seeing our sin for what it really is. But we see that through the eyes of Jesus' mercy. And we grieve. We grieve that in the face of such love, we have chosen such evil. But it's it's painful, it's very sweet. It's so, to be overwhelmed by the mercy of God and to finally say, well, finally, I've stopped ducking it and I've looked at it. I'm free. I finally really took a look at it. But you can't do that on your own. You can't do that. A, we're not bright enough. And B, we're too scared. I don't want to really look at my sin. God's merciful, and I'm hoping for the best, and here we go. And Jesus is saying, I got so much more in store for you. I want you to see your sin for the evil, the darkness, the death that it is, but I want you to see it in the eyes of my mercy. You can't stand it any other way. But there is such freedom. And you will begin, like the saints, to grieve over your sins. Didn't you ever wonder why these guys, these women, they're always talking about repenting and grieving over their sins? You say, gosh, what's their problem? You know, I thought we had confession. You know, I thought we got all this cleared up. Yeah. But not really. That's why there's a purgatory. Purgatory is the place where in this deep love and mercy of Jesus, we really grieve for our sins. But Jesus says about some of these people, I want them to go nonstop from here to there. I don't want them to have to, you know. So I'm going to give them the grace now of grieving over their sins. What a grace. Your sins have been forgiven because of his name. Because of his name. This is what gives us courage. This is what stops us from exaggerating about ourselves and doing all these other things to puff ourselves up. You know, la bella figura, as the Italians say. You know, we don't need it. I am a poor, stupid, forgiven sinner, and I live by the mercy of Jesus, and I know it. I know it because I saw his eyes. I saw him look at me. I see. That's the grace. And this text here, it's all hidden there. How do I know that? Well, the Holy Spirit didn't come down and write me a note. But if you look, because the next time he talks to the children, what does he say? You know the Father. You know the Father. How do you know the Father? You see his mercy in the eyes of Jesus. You see it and you know the Father. And you're okay. And you grieve. You grieve over all your old sins. You grieve over all your daily sins. But it's a different kind of grieving. And if we'll let that grace have its way with us, and it's a grace. You can't go out and buy it. You can't earn it. You can't do a lot of push-ups and think you're worthy of it. Nothing. Total handout. But it's worth asking for. To be that free in this life. Does it leave me alone? I just want to grieve over my sins, you know. I've only got one life. Can't do it over. So I want to grieve over my sins and see how deep is the mercy of Jesus. How deep is that mercy? And how dark are my sins? What a grace. I write to you, children, that your sins have been forgiven because of his name. I write to you, children, because you know the Father.